escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is a good song for tomorrow. We're in the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. Chesapeake City, Maryland, from 2 to 6, doing the show tomorrow.
On the golf course a lot.
Oh, yeah? It's a good tune. Reminds me of my honeymoon. Like the steel drum thing sitting outside by the beach or whatever, because I don't go down the shore.
I shank a lot of balls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I have to remind myself, don't worry, man, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
You're out here having fun, right? That's what they say about golf?
You got to remind yourself, yeah, I already have fun.
Have fun.
Yes.
Did you play again this weekend?
I did.
Ooh, it was a big week for you last week.
It was.
It's three rounds.
A lot of golf, man.
Yep.
Shoulders are hurting right now.
Oh, yeah? Do you get better the more you play, or?
Not really.
The Twitter
question. You would think I would, but yeah, not really.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which was the better movie franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean or Lord of the Rings?
I'm a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Me too. 61% say Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say it's probably Lord of the Rings.
Devin, Scoops Caney.
Very upset.
Yeah, she tweeted, listening to the WIP Afternoon Show talk about Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter hurts my heart. All right, dork. Why don't you go play some Dungeons & Dragons, too? With your little wizard. Do you have like a wizard hat you wear when you watch the movie?
Wow. Yeah. Devin didn't know you walked into that one.
Yeah. Oh, is that dragon breathe fire? Get the magic potion, dork.
Well, why does that make you so mad? That's what I can't figure out.
These guys are nerds.
Well, what are you?
Look.
Now Jack's offended.
Well, it's just like, who are we listening to? If Ike was doing it, I think I'd take it.
Ike doesn't watch that dumb stuff either.
Yeah, he played in the NFL. What's your excuse?
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, dark. Ooh, we're in a mysterious world. We're at war with some other group of weirdos.
I don't do that either.
Who's going to get the dragon?
You went to Disney as an adult.
I did.
Who's the dork?
We didn't wear matching shirts.
Not yet.
I didn't wear bunny or mouse ears.
Mouse ears.
Nope.
Yeah. Saw the balloons over your head. They were the Mickey Mouse balloons.
Fake balloons. They take pictures of you. They're like, hey, act like you're holding up balloons.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to your next trip.
Maybe I will take another trip. But at least it'll be a real place, not some fantasy land like you. All right, let's talk a little Phils. Why don't
we? It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
All right, so a couple pieces of audio that I think everyone needs to hear. By the way, the lineup is out. Nothing crazy.
Oh, really?
Stott's not hitting, but it's a left-handed pitcher, so he never plays against lefties anyway.
Yeah.
But Turner's in the leadoff spot. Schwarber's batting second. So
it's exactly what they did.
And Bohm's batting third.
Oh, great.
How's it make
who's Castellanos cleanup?
Yeah, I believe so. they don't have many choices.
Yeah. Anytime you say that at bat from Bohm.
I know.
Yesterday. It's like, all right, I know I'm negative about the guy. I know it. He's hitting 270. I never thought he'd be hitting 270. Yep. But like, just the swing. And if you're going to swing at the first pitch, it's fine. Hit the ball in the gap,
do something.
380 feet.
Honestly,
the dribbler.
I would have taken a pop up the center field.
Yes.
Because
at least it would only be one out.
Right.
And then, because I'm such a sucker, I'm such a moron, I'm like, well, it's dribbler, maybe he'll beat it out.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Not him.
Close.
Yeah.
He is so slow. I don't know which is slower, him running with the first base or Castellanos going to a ball in the corner.
Yes,
like when
that
Castellanos
is a while.
Has to chase after a ball, I'm like, well, because the runner will be on first base, and I'm like, oh, well, there's no way he's going to score. All of a sudden, Castellanos is barely getting to the ball by the time he's rounding third base. It's awful.
Yeah.
They're so slow.
Well, they're catchers, like their third fastest player. That's a bad sign.
What? Turner, Stott, Realmuto?
Yeah, no, Rojas.
Harper.
Oh, Rojas. Well, Realmuto is probably faster than Harper.
No.
I think he might be.
No way.
Let's go. Hey. Want to look up the sprint speed?
Yeah, it's Harper's hair makes him look like he's faster than he is.
Well, you could be right.
He's got a chain just bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, could be right. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's Harper trying to turn those singles into doubles.
Into doubles.
Got me confused. Yeah.
He thinks he's faster than Real Muto. I can tell you that much.
Oh, when the ball's going to left field, he's like, that's easy to.
Yeah.
The two out of the box. Two out of the box.
I'm going to catch him sleeping.
Yeah. Watch this. Yeah. Watch this.
Meanwhile, they all know that you're overly aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the only time you're running hard to first base is when you think you're going to get to second.
It's not true. Yeah. So I'm trying to focus on the show. I'm trying to focus on doing the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. But Herman the Nerd.
That one hurt.
Yeah. Well, it is. He's like, how pitchers are
that
tipping?
That one hurt right there.
Like Bryce Harper tips that he's going to go for second by running hard to first. That's what he's tipping.
When he just rips the helmet off immediately.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder if he'll slide face first.
He hasn't done that in a while.
No.
Well, not since he hurt his elbow.
Yeah. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to focus on doing this, but then Herb just sent me a shirtless selfie of himself, so it's hard for me to focus on
what
the show.
What kind of relationship do you have with Herb?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew what I did to deserve that.
Been with Val for 15 years, never sent her a shirtless, texted her a shirtless picture of myself.
Yep.
Herb is texting you shirtless pictures every other week.
All the time. Yep. All the time.
Is he on the can?
He might be. Okay. I'll send it to you guys.
No, please don't.
You don't want it?
Send it.
Nice and hairy. All right. All right. So you talked about Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
And he's always, in a comatose or whatever they say after the game.
Yeah.
I actually thought he sounded a little testy.
A little fired up.
With this back and forth yesterday.
Lost 9 of 10, a couple sweeps. Does it get to the point where there's team meetings or you address the group or anything like that?
Yeah, we'll see.
Is there anything you can do in the lineup, you think? I mean, you can
sure. I mean, we'll see, I've been thinking about some different things. We'll see what happens.
Wow, he was on fire.
Are you ready to run through a brick wall?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Would hate to be a Phil today.
Yeah, it was like Lou Piniella.
Yeah. So the response to that was Boehm hitting third, Gassiano sitting fourth, JT in the five hole.
Yeah.
Sosa's playing second, Kemp at third, Weston Wilson in left field, and Rojas in center field.
Now, not like you have a lot of options.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. I get it. But still. Not much changes. Yep. And the second piece of audio I do want to play is Harper, because if you listen to this, it's hard to feel too positive about where we're at with the first baseman.
It's been long enough to where, it got to the point where I can't really function on a baseball field or, hit a baseball or anything like that. So just a good time for me to take some time and get it right.
How similar is this to what you experienced last year?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
And it's gotten progressively worse. You felt it earlier, but just seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, felt it early in the season, and tried to play through it as long as I could. And I don't think getting hit in the elbow has helped it. Just from the drainage of all the fluid coming down. But I think just try to get through it the best I can, and it's going to take some time, obviously. But hopefully, get it done.
They don't need any type of outlook on how long that could take or what the plan is for right now.
No, not really. Obviously, you just try to, get through the treatment phase and see what I can do. But we got to get it, to calm down and get out there when I can.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know, besides it's a wrist thing.
Okay.
But,
and he can't function on a baseball field, but aside from that, everything's fine.
Yeah. This has been, I've been in a funk ever since, he was in the lineup Friday. And then, you hear that quote, and it's just, I have it for the first time. I know Spike's kind of been on this, but for the first time, it really is starting to hit me that the Bryce Harper's best days might be behind him. And I'm just telling you, I'm not happy. I'm not happy to say that.
Of course, we know you're not happy.
I love Bryce.
You also sound defeated.
I do sound defeated. Yeah, because it's every year, it's like these little injuries that pop up on this wrist thing. It's not going to be a career ruiner, but it's another. He can miss in a month. He can miss a month and a half, and we're seeing depleted numbers across the board. The Bryce situation, these little injuries every single year starting to add up. 14 years in the big leagues now. It worries me. It really worries me about the future of Bryce and what we're getting out of him. And if we've already seen the best of Bryce Harper.
Spike right again, huh?
Well, doomsday.
Yeah. Well, here's okay. Good. We've definitely already seen the best of him. There's no doubt there. The question is like, how slow of a decline does he have?
Did he fall off a cliff or is it gradual?
Right. And like you look at Trout. Trout started getting injured, and Trout never stopped getting injured, right? And his body, here is the one question I would
ask. He plays center field.
He does. Here is, not first base, you mean?
Yeah. Well, he plays right field.
Well, I mean, he did play center field. Now he's in right field.
The one question I would ask about Bryce Harper that is what I wonder is, like, I said it before, I think you can extend your career by recognizing where you are with your body and treating it as such. And like, I wonder if he takes care of himself. There's no doubt he works out, all that kind of stuff. But I wonder if his regimen is the regimen for a younger Bryce, right, as opposed to a Bryce who is trying to preserve and stay strong. And whether it's less strength training and more this or that. And even during this season, one of the things he'll have to get through his head is, when this thing is bothering you, I'd rather you miss one out of every five games throughout the season,
right,
and keep you there, as opposed to you always trying to play through everything and come back early. I admire his desire to come back, but I think at this point in his career, it prevents him from extending his career. Because even if he doesn't get the extension, which we don't talk about anymore, but we still have six more years of him on this contract.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not going to be one of the best players in baseball anymore, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But he could still be a good player, you know, not talking about a top 10 player, but a top 25 or top 30 player.
Right.
But that is the real question for me is, like, is this the end of Bryce Harper, or is it just like the immediate post-prime where you can be a really productive player, just not the same player you were?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh boy, I sure hope it isn't. Because if it is, that's doom and gloom for the Phillies moving forward. Because what do you look at? I mean, we talk about pitching prospects they have. Me liking Aiden Miller or Justin Crawford, they ain't Bryce Harper.
No.
So you're not getting that caliber of player. If you don't have that caliber of player in your minor leagues that can provide that sort of spark and be a heartbeat of your lineup, if Bryce Harper is, his best days are behind him, that doesn't bode well for the Phillies moving forward.
Well, and then you start having the flashbacks of what it was like when Howard got hurt and Utley started having the degenerative knees.
Yeah.
And I mean, Rollins is fine, but like, that's the fear that automatically comes in.
They get older.
Yeah.
Now, the plus on Harper is that they signed the deal so long ago that
salary isn't killing you.
It's not going to.
Nope.
You could rebuild around him with his salary where it is.
$25 million, $30 million a year. What is that? $30 million a year?
It's like 25, 27.
It's fine.
Not even 30. Well, 30 is half of what the big stars are getting paid.
Yes.
They getting paid 60.
So that's like the positive is that I don't think his contract hamstrings you in any way. Mm-hmm. And I hope he gets to a point where I just want him to level out. I think the team needs to know, we need to know where this settles in. But to your point, Jack, the worry is that like you have this combination of it's the back, it's the elbow, it's the wrist, it's this, that, it's that, and then nothing feels good, you know? And then it just becomes so much harder to see the Bryce Harper that we've seen, who is a guy who plays hard.
Well, what is it with the wrist? I mean, the wrist. What is it with the wrist? Yeah.
We don't know. Like, we don't know if
tendonitis.
If surgery can fix it. Is it just, we have no idea. All of a sudden, the wrist is now the issue here after he got hit in the elbow. Like, that's, and it's been bothering him since last year. He also said that, you know, it was in October and he didn't feel right until December. So, Maybe there's a surgery that could fix it. I have no idea, but it's so vague with where we're at with the wrist.
I need to be able to talk to a hitter. You were a pitcher.
Yeah, I'll get Ben on.
I do want to know what it is about.
By the way,
swinging the bat that could be bothering.
He could have had whatever was going on. He could have arthritis in his wrist as well. Which, by the way, like the more you swing the bat, you're doing this over and over and over again. He swings really hard.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know. I hope. The fear is, and this is, Jack, what you're saying about he could be out a month, is like, if this has been, since last year, has been all of this year, if it didn't feel good until December last year, what is 10 days going to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I just can't imagine a world in which June 16th or whatever, it's like, all right, Bryce is back, everything's normal. So.
Right.
Mm. Anything good in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Well, Bob Nightingale reported that the Phillies are going to be one of the three most aggressive teams heading into the trade deadline.
There you go.
Yeah. Center field and bullpen. That's what they expect the Phillies to do.
So. We've heard bullpen names. Is there a center fielder you're thinking about or no?
Like they've been linked to Cedric Mullins of the Orioles.
Okay.
He's a free agent at the end of the year. It's another lefty bat. But, I mean, that's the one out there that seems like that they are interested in. But we'll see.
Orioles still stink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
What about Kenny Lofton or Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. No. Kenny Lofton, member of what, the 06 Phillies?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 300 for that
good
team.
Player, good player, good basketball player, too. 215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP.
Yo.
Hey, Colin.
Spike.
Yes.
Last week it was Disney. This week. Is Lord of the Rings. Do we have a problem or something? Do you and me have a problem? Just want to ask first.
I don't know. Do we have a problem?
Well, there are some people like you. You come off as dorks as being a bad thing. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. What interests me is what I like.
That's fine.
And the thing is, I don't put down people or talk down people for what they like.
Yes, I do, though.
What people like is what they like. I don't think you would talk to Henry Cavill, who was a big dork, as you would term it, to his face in that tone, would you?
I don't even know who that is.
Superman. Oh, my gosh.
Right, no, the mind. Superman who is Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve's the Superman. Who did you say?
old school Superman. And that
real
is
Superman.
One. I mean, yeah. But anyway, let's get back to
look, man, if you wanna live with potions and dragons and magical dwarves,
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
What, 13 Oscars? The most ever at the Oscars, like that speaks for itself. And
does it?
And
about when Legolas went down on the shield and was nailing people with the bow and arrow? You didn't think that was sick?
Oh,
Legolas,
all, buddy, you're not helping me out. But anyway,
is there a character in Lord of the Rings with like a human top but a horse bottom?
Nah,
okay,
we don't do that.
No, that's Harry Potter. Get it right. Come on,
the same thing. Same thing. All right.
The Phillies, the beginning of the season, the thing that I thought that they could ride on, because bats always get hot. They go through these long spans. I mean, getting cold. They go through these long spans of getting cold. I thought the pitching would be able to save us, but Wheeler gets owned by the Braves. Nola ends up being trash. I mean, and then you got Sanchez and the other guys just, I wasn't expecting them to be pitching like this. It was supposed to be much better. They were supposed to be able to make up for when the bats go cold. And I was so excited for this summer to do what I do and listen to the Phillies and being able to. I told you guys last year, Sundays, mow the lawn and listen to the Phillies. And having all summer to do that, and now it feels like hopelessness, and that's going to be robbed from me. And I do not have good feelings about Harper now, and it feels like sometimes you only get a small window to make it happen, and they might have had their 2 years, and they didn't make it happen, and it's going to be treading water for a bit now with these contracts that they have, and hopefully they can turn it around, but it's I'm not feeling good. And Jack, I wish I did, man, and is not feeling good about it, but... Well, hopefully they can turn it around, you know?
The starting pitching, Look, Ranger was good this weekend. Sanchez was good this weekend. Even the bullpen game was fine. You give up five runs in a bullpen game, I'll take that, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe not against the Pirates, but I'll still take that. I think the real key is whether Lizardo evens out into a good pitcher again. Because if we've lost him, then I think we could be in a little bit of trouble. Colin, give us your favorite movie of the 2000s.
All right. So obviously the movie I like to watch the most would be one of the Lord of the Rings, but my favorite movie that's blew me away when I watched it, and now having a daughter of my own, I would actually cry watching it, would be Mystic River, Sean Penn. When he finds out that his daughter is dead and he has those cops and he's just wailing in agony and he has all those cops just trying to stop him from doing something nuts and keep him away. That movie, especially that part. It's a great book too, but that is a movie in the 2000s that absolutely blew me away.
I call Mystic River is a good movie.
Very good movie.
Intense. It's one of those movies you walk away from saying, that was a great movie. I never need to watch that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Good return for Sean Penn.
Yep. Is Michael Rapaport in that movie? Am I crazy in thinking that Rapaport was in that movie?
Sean Penn, Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins was in that movie as well. Yeah. Oh, man.
Who else was in that movie?
That is a devastating movie.
Well, Kevin Bacon's in it.
Kevin Bacon.
Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Him and Fishburne are the cops. Yeah.
Man. Devastating movie. Have you seen that, Jack? Mr. Griffin?
No.
Oh.
You'll like it. Well, I mean, you'll
feel
it's
terrible.
A good movie.
You'll feel terrible afterwards.
Yes.
You'll like it. So.
It's not as bad as 20 people being killed in the movie, but.
Yeah.
Sounds uplifting.
It is the least uplifting movie you probably could see.
Great. Yeah. Can't wait to go home and watch it.
Yep. Yeah.
I think I was in fourth grade when it came out, so that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah. Mystic River, yeah.
So it is top 11 voting week. You can vote at 94wip.com/top11. You vote for the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia. And we have a very important Mount Rushmore coming up, Ike, because I think I need to take it on myself to make sure that this happens.
Uh-oh.
The Mount Rushmore is the four reasons why Joel Embiid needs to be in your top 11.
Okay.
I don't need him to be number one, or number two, like he was last year. He's got to be in your top 11.
Okay.
That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.